All right, we have here a very, very famous chazal, which is quoted in the Baal HaTurim. It's explained a little bit by the Netziv. So I want to say a relatively simple shmooze on this chazal, Minei Ubei, and then a perhaps second shmooze, which is based on some external bekiyas. But let's first do the Minei Ubei shmooze. The word says, Yikru li truma. So the Baal HaTurim says it's on the third line. The Baal HaTurim is very big in gematrias and different things. So he points out that the word truma is the word Torah with a mem. Truma oisius mem Torah. What does that mean? Shatayra nitna the mem yom. Torah has 40 days, was given. Hula oichle truma. And truma, Torah, is only for the Kohanim, so to speak, who eat truma. Kahidar mirin, it's a mechilta. Mechilta is the name of the brises by the, and it's like the, by the Gemara. That's written in the Gemara, that's written like this. There's three things we have. We have the Gemara, we have Medrash Agada, which is Medrash Rabbah, and Medrash Halachal, which is on the Psukim. So the Mechilta, that's on Shmos, says, Lo nitna Torah el Eichle Haman, that Torah was only given to Eichle Haman, meaning the only people who could really succeed in Torah were the people in the Midbar, the Dora Midbar, who ate the man. Shniyisla, for those that came second, means that they really couldn't succeed in Torah. Lo nitna Torah el Eichle Haman. Torah really was only successful for Eichle Haman. But a second, they didn't make it, but they almost made it, were the Eichle Truma. Why? Because, so in other words, Eichle Haman have, he's going to exist, we'll explain. Well, let's read in it, right? But that's what the Midrash says. So that what the Baal HaTurim is saying is since people, there are two levels. The people who had man, that was the Dora Midbar, they were the only people who could really succeed in Torah. After that, seems to be impossible. No one really succeeds in Torah. There's a second level of people who succeed almost, but they don't really make it, but they get to, you know, maybe they get a 64 instead of they barely make it, they barely miss it, whatever, is people who get truma. So therefore, the word truma is a remez, Torah mem, because truma gives you at least this second tier of being able to succeed in Torah. That's what the Baal HaTurim is saying, quoting this mechilta. Okay, famous mechilta. So I just have the Netziv's perish on the mechilta. This was from where the mechilta is in Shalach. There's a perish in Netziv on the mechilta. It says, Shniyim la'ochle ma, truma, that truma, people eat truma, they're almost, they're second. Tiksibu the man yechsi b'torah Hashem, there's a pasuk divrei hayamim, that Torah gives you, that truma, the purpose of truma is that you can succeed in Torah. Okay, fatam is that. Why is it that the only people that could really succeed in Torah were the people that had the man? And truma is a second, almost, but not really. Sha'omo Torah ba'oimeku iyin. Because Torah, which we know is the Iker Torah, has to be ba'amkis. You have to have clear brain. Without any daigas, without any worries. This was by Eichleman. People in the Midbar, they knew it was guaranteed. Hashem every day gave them the food. There was nothing they had to do. Nobody. Even ask someone for a favor. The man fell at your doorsteps, or depending on the person, but it fell for you. You got a personal package from Shemayim of man. Shniyim lehem, second, were oichei truma. Why? Shehoyu gamehema betuchim ebaleyem. They also, the people were relatively convinced. Sheyitnu the kohenim, yoytzim anaviyim emaisris. Because the kohenim, they were convinced that they would get the truma more than the leviim, the maisris. Vishem shabayim oyereim afir lahashos esam a truma. Truma is aser bana. It's aser bach, and I think it's up, but it's definitely not a thing. Shalom, yehemin anshe beisam niksha be mechaivim misa de shamayim. You know, if a regular person would eat it, I'm not sure about aser bana, I don't want to say, I don't remember offhand, but if a regular person would eat it, then they would be chaivim misa de shamayim, which is different than ma'aser. Ma'aser is mutter bizarre. So therefore, people were, the moment they had truma, they right away gave it out. So you knew it was like, you were very guaranteed to get truma because people weren't going to hoard it. They were, right away they gave it to the Kohanim. Avodayim, oysa tzoyves hanot abayim. They is a Kohen Yirtza. But it's not guaranteed they're going to give it to you because there are lots of other Kohanim. Shimlochi lo yadasa Kohen shvuyim u'shevetz kolkach. And so therefore you would have a Kohen, even though he's constantly getting truma, but he's not guaranteed he's going to get it in the future because maybe tomorrow they'll stop giving me, they'll give to other Kohenim. So he didn't have the same Kemo Ochleiman. Now as Ochleiman, people were totally relaxed because they got, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly to you, a personalized package for you, has your name on it, so to speak, and no one, there's no ifs and buts. You're not telling anyone. Truma, you need the fact that the people that are giving, even though for 20 years I've been getting my daily truma from these people, but maybe they'll decide one day to give to someone else. So it's mikolakom gam lehem nosan koch va'ozohiim damato. It still helps to a certain extent. The Torah is not shabayim with darim mitzar. It's very small. That the Baal cares who he gives it to. In other words, the odds are 99% that the person will give you the truma because you're a Talmid Chacham. He doesn't really get anything, doesn't get any benefit from the truma. Makes no difference to him who he gives it to. So he might as well give it to you. He's given it to you in the past. So by truma, it's only 99% sure that you're going to get it. Not 100% sure. It's 99% sure. You've been getting it in the past. You've been getting it. There's a reason why you've been getting it, because people give the truma to the Talmid Achamim, the Kohanim Talmid Achamim. Why not? You want to be in the Zuchus of Machzik Torah. But it's not Me'achus. It's not 100% because there's a chance that the guy won't give it to you. So therefore, the Eichle Ma'an, who were 100% guaranteed their Parnasa, they were able to succeed in Torah. The Eichle Truma, they weren't able to guarantee, succeed in Torah because it wasn't 100%, but they were a close second. They almost made it because they were 99% guaranteed of getting their Parnasa. Okay? That's the Chazal. So a very, very simple shmooze is we have a simple Kayach Hatzir. We always say in a shmooze is, who are we talking about? Means as follows, that we're talking about Klai Yisrael and the Dor HaMidbar. Lu Yitzur, and let's make it, they were, instead of Eichlei Truma, and instead of Eichlei Man, they were Eichlei Truma. Right? Whereas let's say, they, instead of getting their Parnasa in Man, Hashem gave them a system which was not 100% guaranteed, but only 99% guaranteed, like Eichlei Truma. Right, the equivalency. So what the Medrash is saying is they would not have succeeded in Torah. Lo nitna Torah ele la'eichlei man. You want to know why Dor HaMidbar succeeded in Torah? They were the one generation in the world that Mamish succeeded in Torah. It's because they were eichlei man. But if they wouldn't have been eichlei man, they would have only been eichlei truma. They wouldn't have succeeded. They would have been a close second. But it's not like, you know, by a dakis. They wouldn't have succeeded. Lo nitna Torah ele la'eichlei man. The only door that really succeeded in Torah was eichlei man. Every other door did not succeed. Did not make it. They got Some of them got 50%, 75%. They got close, but they didn't succeed in Torah, which means that the Dor HaMidbar would not have succeeded in Torah if they didn't have the money. It's an incredible Koyach HaTzir. You're talking about a generation who saw miracles. They obviously were on a very high level of bitachon. You're talking about they had 10 nisim every day. The Anane Kovid, right? And every day they had miracles galore. They had the Kriyas Yamsuf and Harmin Har Sinai. They had Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, the greatest Gedolim, the greatest Rabbeim. And they wouldn't have succeeded in Torah if they had, and if they're getting their parnasa like a truma where it's 99% that you're going to get it, but maybe, you know, maybe I won't get it. They won't be able to succeed in Torah. It's a very strong shmooze that if a person wants to succeed in Torah, any little distraction in your brain has a major, major effect. The difference between the Eichle Truma and Eichle Man, it probably, the way that the Bircha, the Netziv says, is a very slight difference. Eichle Truma Man is guaranteed 100%. And Eichle Man is only 99%. And yet, but in order for Dor HaMidbar to succeed in Torah, they had to be Eichle Man. If they would have been Eichle Truma, they wouldn't have made it. They would have gotten close. They would have the Oma. They would have been on a pretty high Madrega. But they wouldn't be made. So the point that we say, you know which generation succeeded in Torah? Only one. Eichle Truma, Eichle Man. I mean, notwithstanding their best rabbeim, and not the fact that they had they sat and learned all day, and the fact they were in isolation, and they were in the midbar, and they saw nisim geluyim, and they had total bitachon. But if they had in the back of their mind, you know, I'm not 100% sure where I'm going to get supper tonight. I'm pretty sure it's basically set up, but it's not 100%, even though every day it came, but it wasn't guaranteed, they couldn't succeed in learning. What it means, a practical nafka mina, is that if we want to succeed in Torah, the more we can get rid of any external worry that we have in our brain, right, then it'll help us succeed. Right? The difference, if this dake stick of difference between Eichle Man and Eichle Truma made such a major difference to such a great generation who had bitach and everything else, so surely by us, any little added distraction. I know that I was once speaking to a very chashiva mechanech. He said that people with cell phones, he said, besides all the other problems, but just a distraction. Hey, someone's calling me. Well, what do they want? Oh, I got a text message. Oh, it's just a distraction. You can't focus. A person can't have distractions. If you want to succeed in Torah, you can't have anything else on your mind. Well, nitna Torah el eichle man, even eichle truma, if they were, not enough. Because there's a slight thing in the back end. What will be if? Any thought, what will be if? Can't succeed in Torah. Or at least to the fullest level. So it's a very, it's important shmooze that if you want to succeed in learning, you gotta remove all distractions. Okay, that's the Mineyu Bey, Chofetz Chaim shmooze. Now I have a Bikias with a tremendous kasha. I heard a story from a very big gadol, from the Binyan Oilam Tatzal, from the of Avrahami. He said there was a maisa as follows, that during the early years of the Medina, of the state, there was a tremendous poverty in Eretz Israel. There was rationing, and if you would imagine, if there's poverty in the whole country, kavah chomer for yeshiva bachrim. There was tremendous poverty. So people learning had very difficult just making ends meet. Where are they going to get their food? Where are they going to get apartments? Even today, people, you know, where they're going, how they're going to marry off their kids. But this was in the 40s, for sure. There was tremendous, not forget about you marrying off your kids, yourself, apartments, food, Shabbos. You know, people were in a very, very difficult financial situation. So a few Gvirim got together, and they had a plan. And they came to the Chazon Ish, and they said, we want to produce or guarantee that there'll be Gedolim for the next generation. So we have a plan. We're a bunch of Gvirim, and we're going to put together a fund, and that fund will sponsor, will take 10, whatever, of guys who have the people, the Gedolim, decide that that they have the potential of becoming the next Gedolei Torah, and we're going to cover all their expenses. They don't have to have any worries. We're going to cover, we're going to have a fund, and it'll be nice, and they'll get their apartments and food and marrying off their kids. They won't have to worry about anything. And this way, we'll be able to have Gedolim for the next generation. We got these 10 people. We're going to pick, I don't remember saying the number, but we're going to designate a certain, a small group of people. These are the future Gedolim, and we'll get these Gvirim together, and we'll sponsor them and cover all their expenses. So, and Avrami said that the Chazon Ish told him it's a very wonderful idea. It's a wonderful mitzvah to help someone who's learning Torah. It's a wonderful thing. But if you're doing it because you want to produce Gedolim, you're wasting your time. Because this will be totally irrelevant and immaterial. If the guy's going to become a Gadol, he'll be a Gadol if he's in poverty. And if he won't be a Gadol, he won't be a Gadol with all your money that you're giving him. That was the story. The expression was, a Gadol grows by himself. That was said in Yiddish, so I don't know the Yiddish. But a Gadol grow by themselves. It's, you can't create artificially Gadolim. You can't go ahead and set up a fund and artificially create a Gadol. No such thing. The Gadol grows by himself. So the Kasha is, it's a tremendous Kasha. Here we have a Chazal that says, "Well, nitna Torah ed the oichle mud." And second, okay, shnia is a oichle truma. So it says beferish that if people want to become that the oichle truma, because their finances are covered, they right they won't be able to get to the highest level because there's always is coming. Their parnas is coming from somebody, and that person might change his mind, but they can become second level. And that's beferish against the story of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish told the people that you're giving the people the money. It's a mitzvah. Mahaneh Talmud Chacham is a mitzvah. But it's not going to make kiyuz have a difference. Won't make the slightest difference. What do you mean it won't make the slightest difference? It says here, right here, lo nitna Torah ela l'oichle truma. It's a stira. It's a stira to the story. So I think pshat, I can't say for sure, but I think this is pshat, is they wanted to go, lo nitna Torah l'oichle mon, l'oichle truma, is talking about the generation. Klai Yisrael on the door on Midbar was a generation who succeeded the entire generation in a tremendously high madrega of Torah. There was a, so that's, so why did that generation succeed? Because they had no distractions, zero zilch distractions. Well, nitna Torah da ochle mud. Zero distractions. The Medrash is saying that if you wanted to reproduce it today, we can't reproduce it fully because we don't have the mud. But if you have a group of people learning in a kodol, getting truma, that's closed. You can't, it's not mamish the same because maybe the donor will back out or whatever, but it's close. And it can also produce masses of b'nei Torah. You have people going ahead, all the kayanim are learning because they're all getting a stipend. And they have, don't have to have any daigas, basically. And it's 99% guaranteed. So they can't succeed totally because it's a certain amount of daiga. They won't succeed. It's not like, no, the Torah Ochle Mon, but they'll succeed pretty good. But what the Chazon Ish is saying, but that's not the Gedolim. the Eichle Man and the Eichle Truma, both of them are not the Gedolim. Because there's still distractions. Person has, you can give the person all the money in the world and cover every single expense. And there's other distractions. Money's not the only distraction. And the monk gave him the clothes, but there's still distractions. Your wife is sick and the baby's sick and there's issues with your chavrusa. Million. There's so many distractions in life. Says the Chazon Ish was saying, if a person, the nitna tzarta eichle truma, and the second level, very nice. But that's not going to make a gadol. Because there's still, you can't take away all distractions of life. It's physically impossible. The only way someone can become a gadol, if he somehow kinda amida, that distractions are irrelevant. It doesn't make a difference. Distractions don't exist. And if the person's kind of that mida, then it doesn't make a difference if he has one distraction or 1,000 distractions. He's lamaida min ateva. He doesn't gyres distractions. They don't affect him. So that's what the Chazon Ish told them. If you want to go ahead, it's a nice mitzvah, giving people, maybe you'll make them bigger talmid achamim than they would have been otherwise. They would have only been Talmid Chachamim level 5. Now they'll be on level 2, level 3. But if you're trying to make, you came to me and you said you want to make Gedolim, this doesn't make Gedolim. Because Gedolim, it's not enough. Because you got to get, there's still distraction. You can't totally, through Chitzonius, get rid of all the distractions. And if there's distractions, even the slightest distractions, you can't become a Gadol. So you have to have a midah that the distractions, I'm not gairis them. So if the person, if he has that midah, so what does he need your money for? If he doesn't have that midah, the money's not going to help. So what comes out as follows? I think that's the right answer. You say a schmooze on a story, so it's hard to say. But I think that's the right answer. But what comes out is as follows, is that you see from the basic chazal, Pashas, I don't know if we can assume that we're on the Mendrega, the Yechide, Skuda, that they can overcome all distractions. So for a regular person, for a regular Dora Midbar person, which is a pretty high Madrega, thick a person, in order for him to succeed in learning, he has to get rid of every single distraction humanly possible. And he has to have a situation of Eichle Mud. And therefore, he can't even rely on the fact that he's Eichle Truma. That's not good enough. So, Pashtas, we're not on that lofty Madrega of the Yechide Skuda. So we have to try, surely be nervous for that possibility. Maybe we are, but surely have to be nervous. So we have to do as much as we can to remove all distractions. Because even the slightest little distraction, that there's something else on our mind, a worry, maybe, what if, that can go ahead and spell that we're not going to succeed in Torah. The clients who are in Torah Midbar would not have succeeded in Torah to the point that they did not, they would have been a dakis off. It's like a major difference. So nitna Torah edda, they made it and otherwise they wouldn't have made it. If they would have had, the might of the mud that got rid of all the distractions. So even minor distractions make a major difference by most people. The ultimate level, which we should try and strive for whenever we can, is the way you really get rid of distractions is not by creating an external environment where there's no distractions. That's good, because the Maisa, we're not on the Madrega of doing the ultimate. So we try that as much as we can. But we have to also know what the ultimate level is that you get rid of the distractions because of yourself. You have to be kind of a midah that distractions are totally irrelevant to me. I can be sitting, and World War II can be going on. I can, somebody's talking about certain Gedolim, and I'm sitting there learning the Menuchas and Nefesh. Bombs are blowing up. I don't care. I'm in the middle of Tisus. That's the ultimate level. That's what the Chazon Ish is saying. If you want to really be a Gadol, you got to be kind of that Mida that nothing in the world counts. Nothing. And therefore, it's irrelevant. The Gadol, the person going to become a Gadol, he'll be a Gadol if he's in poverty. He'll be a Gadol if he has all the distractions of the world or no distractions. It makes no difference. Because that's the only way he can become that Gadol if he has that Mida. So we have to, two things. We have to, on one hand, be Choshesh, we're not on that Madrega. And therefore, as much as we can, we have to remove the distractions, whether it's the cell phones, whether it's this, whether it's that, right? As much as we can, get the distractions out of the Beis Medrash, get the distractions out of our head, that when we're in the learning, there's nothing interfering and focusing and no worries and what ifs and buts. And we have to also work on the Midah of becoming a type of person whose distractions are meaningless. And in that way, maybe, Be'ezhem, we could reach the highest Madrega of being able to reach the level of Godness B'Torah, even if there are the inevitable distractions of life.